What's up, everybody?
We're at Secret to Flight podcast this week, and this week, what is on my mind is making small tweaks. So as we are building flight, obviously we're just getting rolling now with construction. We got four underway right now. Things are starting to happen, right? Vendor relationships are starting to come to fruition. We're starting to send invoices. We're starting to pay bills. Money's flowing around. We're starting to have to take pictures of these builds and organize the pictures and put them in the system. We have small little things that go wrong with email or communication or this and that. And there's two schools of thought on this that, you know, come to my mind. And one is just hammer down the road at all costs, just volume, volume, volume. Just push through and solve the problems as they come and keep continuing to move. And the other one is every single one of these problems, take the time to solve it and do it the right way. And it will be much less effort to do things the right way now than it will when we have 50 jobs going at the same time. All right. So that's my thought process this week. I wrote, you know, my Friday Thoughts email has to do with making small tweaks in your personal life. So something I do around my house is kind of every time I enter a room, before I walk out of it, I try to leave it better than when I walked in. So I have three kids, so not easy to keep the house clean at any time. There is a little girl's underwear laying around. There's diapers, socks, towels, those little fucking, you know, yogurts you rip the top off, and those things laying around everywhere. So every time I leave a room, every time I go to the sink, I don't necessarily clean the whole room, but I'll pick up a piece of trash. I'll pick up a sock on the floor and put it in the laundry. I do this every time I'm in a room. When I'm in my closet, why my closet stays so clean is if there's ever a shirt in the wrong spot or ever a tag laying around, every time I go in my closet, I make it a little better. Don't spend a ton of time doing it. I'm not going in and overhauling everything. I'm just making it a little better every time. My other example is like vanity in my bathroom. Like, can get messy at times with whatever is Jane's makeup or toothbrushes or cups or whatever it is. Every time I'm in there, I'll take a cup. I'll take one of the cups that's sitting there. I'll bring it downstairs. And what this does is, with very little effort, completely changes the trajectory of that room, right? Laid out over a, you know, 5-year time period. And you make these little tweaks to your life too. You don't have to go from 0 to 100. You don't have to go from sleeping in to being lazy to watching Netflix to waking up at 5 a.m. and getting your miracle morning in and meditating and doing all that stuff, right? I've talked about that before. The way you make those changes is small and incremental, and there is no better time than now, right? With the meditation piece, maybe you shoot for once a month and then it becomes twice a month. So I just think it's very powerful when you start making these small tweaks where it doesn't take much energy and it's not that difficult. And then you run that over, you know, kind of a 10-year time horizon, and just the person you are at the end of it just is unrecognizable. So back to the point with flight, if we make these small tweaks now, something as small as keeping photos of the construction job super organized in Google Drive and making sure it doesn't become a clusterfuck, the company that we will be in 10 years is going to be unrecognizable. So these day-to-day actions that we take towards efficiency, the day-to-day actions that Elena takes towards marketing and the way we look, what we're doing with our VAs, what we're doing with our organization system within the VAs, even though it's these little tweaks now that take a little more work, ultimately they matter a lot over a long enough time horizon. So I think everyone just think about that for your personal life and your business. If you're running a real estate team or you're flipping houses or whatever you're doing, just know that these little day-to-day decisions that don't seem like much now, when you play that out over a long period of time, they really do start to matter. Your culture matters. The way people talk to each other in the office matters. So continue to make tweaks to your life, putting you in the right direction, in alignment with ultimately where you want to go. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week.